Okay, now we begin the third parak of Masechta Chagiga, the very last parak in Seder Moed. So the first three Mishnayos of this parak are going to go through 11 different cases where the halachos that they were masakin for Kodesh, for Hagdash items, for Karbanos, are more chumer than that which they were masakin for Truma. So the first has to do with Tovel and Kalim in the Mikveh to be mitari them from their Tumah. Chumer b'Kodesh mi'b'Truma. A chumer that Kodesh has over Truma, shemad b'yil and Kalim b'toch Kalim l'Truma. You're allowed to be Tovel one Kli inside of another Kli for the sake of Truma. You don't have to worry that the inner kli is going to form a chatzitza between the water and the outer kli. Avalola kodesh, but you're not allowed to do that for kodesh. When kodesh is at stake, the chacham were worried that the inner kli is going to weigh heavily on the outer kli, and therefore it's going to be a chatzitza. The water is not going to be able to get in between them, and the tevil on the outer kli is not going to be valid. Second chumra is when one part of a kli that came into contact with tumah midrabanan, acharayim v'tochu beis hatzvita. The bottom of a kli, the inside of a kli, and the handle of a kli are each considered separate kalim when it comes to truma. So if the outside of the kli became tame, midrabanan, the inside and the handle of the kli remain tahar, avalo b'kodesh. But by kodesh, if a kli becomes tame, the entire kli is tame. A third chumrah that tuma has, that kodesh has over truma, has to do with carrying something that's tame midras and carrying kodesh at the same time. If you carry a tummy midras, meaning, let's say, the shoe of a zav, no seyas a truma. You're allowed to carry truma at the same time, and you don't have to worry that the stuff in the truma barrel, the truma in the barrel of truma that you're carrying is going to become tamei. Avalos kodesh, but you're not allowed to carry kodesh in a kli at the same time that you're carrying a midras. Another chumra, number four, big day ochle truma midras kodesh. We already discussed earlier is that the clothing of people who eat truma b'tahara is still considered tame midras for people who eat kodesh. Lo kemidas midas hakodesh midas hatruma. A fifth chuma is that when it comes to the rule of kodesh and the rule of truma are different when it comes to chatzitza. Sheba kodesh matir. When it comes to an item of clothing of kodesh, the halacha is that if you want to tovel that clothing, you have to untie any knots that the clothing has. Umenagev, you have to dry off any grease that might be on the clothing. Umatbil, and only then can you tovel it. Vachar kach kosher, and then you can retie the knots. Otherwise, the knots or the grease would be chatzitza. Ubatruma, when it comes to truma kosher, vachar kach matbil, you can even take a knot that's loosening and tighten it up, and then be tovel. So you're allowed to tovel items with knots in it, and also with moist grease that's on it. So those are the first five chumras that Kodesh has over Truma. Other cases, Mishnah Beis, Kelim and Nigmarim B'Tahara. If you have Kelim that were completed in Tahara, they were protected against Tumah, Tzrich and Tevila La Kodesh. You need to still tovel them if you want to use them with Kodesh, Avalo La Truma, but you're not going to have to tovel them again to use them for Truma. A seventh chumra, Hakli Mitzarif Mashem Tochel La Kodesh, Avalo La Truma. A Kli will combine all of its contents when it comes to Kodesh, so if there are a bunch of pieces of Kodesh food in the Kli, and a Tefil Yom touches one of them, they all become Tameh, but the same is not true with Truma, with different items of Truma in a Kli. A Tefil Yom touches one of them, that one becomes Tameh, but the others remain Tahar. An eighth Chumra, Harvi B'Kodesh Pasul, Vashlishi B'Truma. There's such a concept of becoming a Ravi L'Tuma when it comes to Kodesh. By Truma, it only goes up to Shlishi, but not up to Ravi. A ninth Chumra, U'B'Truma, Im Nitmei Sachas Miyadav, Chaverta Tahora. By Truma, one of your hands can become Tameh, while the other one remains tahar. Uva kodesh matbil shteyem, but by kodesh you have to tovel both of your hands. Shayad matam is chavir to b'kodesh of lo b'truma, because if one hand is tamei by kodesh, so is the other. Whereas by truma, it doesn't work that way. Just because one hand is tamei does not make the other one automatically tamei. So let's review what we learned today. We learned nine different chumras that kodesh has over truma. Number one, that you're allowed to be matbil kelim b'toch kelim for truma, but not for kodesh. Number two, that a kli is broken up into three parts that could each independently become tameh, while the rest of it remains tahor for truma, but not with kodesh. The whole kli is one big kli. Number three, we said if you carry a tameh medras, you're also allowed to carry truma items, but you're not also allowed to carry kodesh items. Number four, the clothing of ochle truma is considered tameh medras for people who eat kodesh. Number five, the kodesh to tovel a kodesh item, kodesh item of clothing, you need to untie any knots and clean off any grease, but when when it comes to a truma item, you could even tighten the knots before you tovel it. Number six, in Mishnah Beis, we learned that kelim that you know were made b'tahara and you've since protected them from tumah need tevila if you want to use them for kodesh, but not if you want to use them for truma. Number seven, a kli is mitzarif all of its contents when it comes to kodesh, so even though tevil yom only touched one piece of what's in the kli, all of it becomes tameh, but not when it comes to truma. If there are different items of truma and tevil yom touches one of them, only that one becomes tameh. Number eight, there's such a thing as a revi'i bakodesh, but only goes up to shlishi when it comes to truma. And number nine, when it comes to truma, one of your hands can become tameh while the other one remains tahar, whereas by kodesh, if one hand is tameh, then they are both tameh. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Paragimel, Mishnah Gimel.